President Trump has landed in Hamburg, Germany, for a summit of world leaders. Police there are bracing for protests. But earlier today in Warsaw, Poland, a friendly crowd showed up. Some of them bussed in so they could show their support for Trump as he spoke about security threats to the U.S. and to Europe.
But today we're in the West, and we have to say there are dire threats to our security and to our way of life. You see what's happening out there. They are threats. We will confront them. We will win. But they are threats.
Polish journalist Michał Szulczynski is in Warsaw, joining us by Skype. He's a columnist for the newspaper Rzeczpospolita, which means the Republic. Michał, the White House was hoping that this would be a warm and harmonious first leg of the trip for Donald Trump. Was it? And what's your headline?
Yeah, it was really, President Trump was really warm welcomed in Poland, especially because there was a lot of references to Polish history in his speech. He told about the Polish struggle with communism, with Nazis during the Second World War, and this idea of Polish fight for democracy, for freedom. So he knew how to get the hearts of Poles.
Donald Trump said that he supports NATO's shared defense. This is after he was criticized for not emphasizing that on his first trip to Europe. This has to do with Article 5. How did he frame that?
He said that Poland and America are standing arm in arm. We have now 5,000 American soldiers here, crucial for Polish and also Baltic states, because Russia is the biggest threat for safety in the region.
Did he miss anything that you think the Polish people wanted to hear?
I don't think so. Some critics of both Polish government and both of President Trump were afraid that President Trump will use Poland to split European Union or to split Europe. But he didn't do so. He said that Poland or strong Poland is important for Europe and strong Europe is important for the whole West. So nobody can say that Mr. Trump said anything to, let's say, divide Poland and Germany or Poland and European Union. So from that point of view, his speech was satisfying for everybody, not only for supporters of this government, but also for those who are afraid of some movements of the Polish government, which are criticized by Brussels and some Western Europe countries.
President Trump addressed head-on the issue of radical Islamic terrorism, and he put it under the rubric of immigration. Let's hear what he said.
While we will always welcome new citizens who share our values and love our people, our borders will always be closed to terrorism and extremism of any kind.
The people of Poland are dealing, of course, with a real onslaught of migration from Africa, from the Middle East, from Northern Africa. How do people there hear that kind of talk from the president?
And once more, this was strong support for Polish government. Polish government is quarreling with European Union, with European Commission, which wants every member state to take quotas of migrants and asylum seekers who are in refugee camps in Greece and Italy. But Polish government says that it's impossible for security reasons, because you cannot check every person in these camps, because they have no documents with them, no IDs, and nobody knows who they are. So these words of President Trump that everybody has to have the sovereign migrant policy is a big help for Polish government.
There is yet another area of overlap between President Trump and President Duda of Poland, and that has to do with their dislike, shall we say, of the press, of the media. Mr. Duda, he has tried to restrict the media's access there, your access included. That apparently did not happen. President Trump had some words for CNN today, again, derisive words. And I understand that there were some shouts of fake news from the crowd. To what extent do the two see eye to eye on getting the media as far away as possible?
I think that in this aspect, President Duda and President Trump understand each other mutually very well, because they think or they perceive that they do not deserve the criticism in media reports.
Thank you very much for speaking with us. Mikhail Szczelczynski of the newspaper in Poland, Rzeczpospolita. Thank you again.
Thank you very much.